Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your voice note review of what is currently Arsenal 5, Chelsea 0. Could get even worse, and it probably will. Chelsea just... I don't even know what to say about tonight. I'm just numb to this defeat. I'm just numb to Chelsea now, really. It's tough watching this. But as soon as that first goal went in, you just knew it was going to get worse. Chelsea just completely decimated. Absolutely decimated. And I don't think I have been as embarrassed watching Chelsea right now as I have ever. You know, I was there and we lost 6-0 to Manchester City. But that was Manchester City. And if you think 2 years ago, we were doing a little dance at the Emirates. Completely torn apart in the false dawns of a title charge. And now we are completely, completely, completely useless, I think is the only way to describe this. Chelsea just completely out of it. And it's been saved by Petrovic, so it's not even 6-0, but, you know, close. But we are a long way away from where we need to be. And I don't even know where to even start with it and go into everything and analyse it. But we are completely, completely decimated. Chelsea right now need to have a very, very, very strong look at how they're being run and the positions we're in, because this should not be happening. Arsenal 5, Chelsea 0, the final score. And I'll pass you over to Tom. See you guys in a bit.
That is a dark day for Chelsea Football Club. It does not get any worse than that. Losing 5-0 to Arsenal. We didn't even throw a punch. They didn't even get out of second gear, if that. Martin Odegaard just took the piss. Ben White has scored twice. Kai Havertz has scored twice. What is going on at that club? I mean, a lot, as Lewis said, numb. Are we surprised? And when I saw that lineup, I thought, don't really want to watch this game. And look what happened. We were absolutely battered, torn apart, torn to shreds. Those two defenders, well, the four today weren't good enough, but those two centre-backs are just rubbish. And I don't know why they were playing. Chalobah and Trevor should be, Thiago Silva should be playing. Why Abadi Ashile and De Sassi playing? They're rubbish. They're not good enough. I mean, it's just depressing. That front three, are they good enough? No. At the moment, you can't say they are. Mudryk at the moment, to me, just doesn't look ready. I thought Madueke looked all right, and then he kind of didn't, and he wasn't tracking back, and you got Sterling coming on, and I mean, he did precisely nothing. The midfield were absolutely outclassed today. Declan Rice all over him. Defensively, absolutely in disarray, whereas they, once again, looked calm. You know, we've gone and put in a great performance on Monday night, winning 6-0. We then did well against City, came off that pitch like, okay, Cole Palmer's out for one game, and we absolutely fall apart, offer no goal threat, nothing. It's extremely worrying, and we're going to need to really get it right this summer. And I don't mean just signing players and selling players. I mean getting these injured players back, because Nkunku, Lavia, Reece James, Chilwell, these are all players you should be playing. Why aren't they playing? They're injured again. Colwill, Wesley Fofana, you know, there's almost a whole team missing. But my God, that was a just... It doesn't get much worse than that. Fucking hell.